Chapter 3. Now this is the history of the generations of Aaron and Moses, in the day that the Lord spoke with Moses in Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar. These are the names of the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom he consecrated to minister in the priest office. Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord, when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest office in the presence of Aaron their father. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. They shall keep his charge and the charge of the whole congregation before the tent of meeting to do the service of the tabernacle. They shall keep all the furnishings of the tent of meeting, and the obligations of the children of Israel to do the service of the tabernacle. You shall give the Levites to Aaron and to his sons. They are wholly given to him on behalf of the children of Israel. You shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall keep their priesthood. The stranger who comes near shall be put to death." The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Behold, I have taken the Levites from among the children of Israel, instead of all the firstborn who opened the womb among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I struck down all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I made holy to me all the firstborn in Israel, both man and animal. They shall be mine. I am the Lord." The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, saying, "Number the children of Levi by their fathers' houses, by their families. Every male from a month old and upwards shall you number." Moses numbered them according to the word of the Lord as he was commanded. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon and Kohath and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath by their families: Amram and Izhar, Hebron and Uziel. The sons of Merari by their families: Mahlai and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. Of Gershon was the family of the Libnites, and the family of the Shimeites. These are the families of the Gershonites. Those who were numbered of them according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, even those who were numbered of them were 7,500. The families of the Gershonites shall encamp behind the tabernacle westward. The prince of the father's house of the Gershonites shall be Eliasaph the son of Lael. The charge of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting shall be the tabernacle, and the tent, its covering, and the screen for the door of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the court, and the screen for the door of the court, which is by the tabernacle, and around the altar, and its cords for all of its service. Of Kohath was the family of the Amorites, and the family of the Izharites, and the family of the Hebronites, and the family of the Uzelites. These are the families of the Kohathites. According to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, there were 8,600, keeping the charge of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath shall encamp on the south side of the tabernacle. The prince of the father's houses of the families of the Kohathites shall be Elisaphan, the son of Uziel. Their charge shall be the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, the vessels of the sanctuary with which they minister, and the screen and all its service. Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, shall be the prince of the princes of the Levites, with the oversight of those who keep the charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari was the family of the Mahlites, and the family of the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. Those who were numbered of them, according to the number of all the males, from a month old and upward, were 6,200. The prince of the father's houses of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. They shall encamp on the north side of the tabernacle. The appointed charge of the sons of Merari shall be the tabernacle's boards, its bars, its pillars, its sockets, all its instruments, all its service, the pillars of the court around it, their sockets, their pins, and their cords. Those who encamp before the tabernacle eastward, in front of the tent of meeting toward the sunrise, shall be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the charge of the sanctuary for the charge of the children of Israel. The stranger who comes near shall be put to death. All who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the commandment of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. The Lord said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn males of the children of Israel from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. You shall take the Levites for me, I am the Lord, instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the cattle of the children of Israel." Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn among the children of Israel. All the firstborn males according to the number of names, from a month old and upward, of those who were numbered of them, were 22,273. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Take the Levites instead of all the firstborn among the children of Israel, and the cattle of the Levites instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine, I am the Lord. For the redemption of the 273 of the firstborn of the children of Israel, who exceed the number of the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels apiece for each one, after the shekel of the sanctuary, you shall take them, the shekel is 20 gerahs, and you shall give the money, with which the remainder of them is redeemed, to Aaron and to his sons." Moses took the redemption money from those who exceeded the number of those who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the children of Israel he took the money, 1,365 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the redemption money to Aaron and to his sons, according to the word of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses.